This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love reading memoirs, and I love the wonderful 1984 memoir DV by the brilliant, funny, imperious Diana Vreeland. Vreeland was the iconic fashion editor of Harper's Bazaar and editor-in-chief of Vogue, and she helped shape the world of high fashion for decades. She has many great observations in her memoir. For instance, songs last forever. They fix particular years in your mind. One thing I think about a lot is the nature of love. There are many kinds of love. I was very interested in an observation that Vreeland made about the nature of her relationship with her husband, Reed Vreeland. She wrote, "He had a fantastic glamour for me, and he always retained it. Isn't it curious that even after more than 40 years of marriage, I was always slightly shy of him? I can remember his coming home in the evening, the way the door would close and the sound of his step. If I was in my bath or in my bedroom making up, I can remember always pulling myself up, thinking, I must be at my very best. There was never a time when I didn't have that reaction, ever." I have to say, this is not the attitude that I bring to my husband, Jamie. It was fascinating to consider a completely different approach to a loving relationship. This passage reminds me of another story that I discuss in a Little Happier episode, about a story that singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash told about a remark made to her by her husband, the musician, producer, songwriter, and recording engineer, John Leventhal. After a recording session Roseanne Cash did with some other people, he told her, "I would have pushed you harder." Both these stories capture an important tension that exists within loving relationships. We want the people around us to accept us unconditionally, and we also want them to expect the best from us. It's one of my aphorisms. The opposite of a profound truth is also true. Love accepts you just as you are, and love insists that you live up to your potential. Love is unconditional, and love is demanding. In the show notes, I'll post a link to the book, DV, and also to the earlier episode of A Little Happier. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.